Can't I listen to more of the song, Richard?
All right. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast every Thursday at 11. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again at Saturdays at noon. If you're listening while we're live on Thursday morning, please call in at 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-564-1290. You can email me at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in surprise.com. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He is the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. Hello, Wayne, and welcome back to our show. Wayne, are you there?
I am here.
Ah, good.
I am here.
Good. I'm glad you are here. It's Father's Day.
I didn't abandon you on this Father's Day, Bruce.
Nah, I didn't think so. All right. If there's one thing I know about a man that's initiated and a man that's gone through the work is they honor their commitments.
Absolutely.
And you have always done so.
Well, it's not always easy to honor your commitments, but life's easier when you know what the commitments are. But that's for another show.
Oh, that's a little tease. It's Father's Day, so I know you've dealt with father's issues your whole life and career, not to mention personally.
Yes.
What would you like to start with telling our listeners today?
Fathers. Well, fathering comes from all places, and some of us had the fathers we wanted. Some of us didn't have the fathers we wanted. Some of us didn't have fathers at all. But to become the men we want to be, we need to be fathered. And so the lucky ones have sought that out. And on this day, the day to, although it's quite commercial and we can get into that sometime too, we are taking this moment to honor our dads. And those dads may be our natural fathers, or they may be men who served as those mentors for those of us who didn't have our dads around. So I think it's a day to remember and honor all those men.
That's terrific. I agree. And we actually have a lot of people that I will be reading tributes to that wrote in about their fathers.
Yes. Yeah. You know, fathering is what we do, is part of the work. In order for us to be the best fathers we can be, we often need to get fathered. I've seen it many times in our groups where the little boy is acting out in one of the men, and as soon as he's fathered by the other men, he can go home and be the father that he needs to be for his son or daughter who are, you know, might be having a problem, but they at the moment were just not capable of figuring out what to do. So fathering continues. It doesn't necessarily end when we move out of the house.
That's becoming, I think, more and more apparent these days when kids are having such a hard time finding jobs.
Well, that's a whole other issue.
You got two at college, so I bet you are wondering, are they actually going to be able to support themselves once they're out of college?
Well, they know they can't come home.
Have you really made that clear? Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. They need to figure it out. My daughter just graduated. And she, in the last year or so, she figured out how to be self-sufficient. She might need a little help, but coming home is really not beneficial for her. And quite frankly, my wife and I like the empty nest. Now, my son is home for the summer, and his job is to work and make money. And we're really leaning hard on him to understand how important, how challenging it is, especially now, to become self-sufficient. But that's my job as a father, to prepare him for life and to teach him to be a successful, self-sufficient man.
I think that's all our jobs. And the kids that do not have fathers, I'm learning more and more, suffer in so many ways.
Sure.
I put out an invitation to everybody that listens and reads my columns to send in tributes to their fathers. And I was very surprised. I got lots of responses, but not near as many as I expected. I expected to be overwhelmed. But I also got responses from people that basically said something to the effect that my dad was a jerk. My dad wasn't there for me, and I have nothing I want to say positive about my father.
Yeah, well, you know that that's a real important piece of the work that we do with the men, and that if, until you can thank your dad, until you can figure out a way to learn the lessons, even though your experiences might have been abusive and terrible. Until you can thank your father for helping you to become successful in some way, you'll always be blaming him for making you a failure on some level. And it's just, you know, there's a lot written about forgiveness. It is about forgiveness, but the way we approach it is there are lessons to be learned. And it's really important for men to do that work.
Is it really forgiveness, or is it more lessons to be learned? Because I think you cannot forgive an abusive person, but you can take the lessons that they gave you and still wish it had been different.
Well, you know, this is a spiritual discussion, but I think that when you learn and when you let go, you can forgive. I mean, look, the dads who did a really poor job had a very poor example. So I think it's important to get to a place where you acknowledge that he, and this goes for moms too, but they did the best they could. They did the best they could, and with few exceptions, you know, those very mean-spirited, you know, there are exceptions, right? But they usually did the best they could, but they weren't well-equipped. And the sooner we let that go, the sooner we can focus in on doing the better job.
Actually, I find I respond to that comment of yours more than I have in general to the forgiveness idea, because I have a hard time forgiving somebody for serious abuses, but I do understand what you just said, and it resonates more with me, let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to say about your father?
Well, my dad died when I was young, and for many reasons, I don't have many memories of him. And that was one source of the anger that I had with my mom all these years, was the way she handled his death and handled the honoring of his memory. It's a, you know, Father's Day to me is a very commercial sort of, it's a Hallmark sort of day, and so I think about fathering all the time. I can't really honor my dad so much because I don't remember him.
No.
But the experience of losing my dad, clearly, in retrospect, put me on the path of this pursuit of fathering, and has turned me into a quasi-father for a lot of men in the work. So I'm sure it's all part of a much bigger picture. So I appreciate that. And, you know, I have learned the lessons from my father in terms of the way he didn't take care of his health and the way he didn't have a good marriage and those sorts of things. So I've gone through that process, too, of learning lessons. And so I try to take better care of myself so I'm around for my kids.
Well, you also avoided the trap of repeating generational mistakes, which is so common. I mean, I know you well. I know you have a good marriage. I know you're a terrific father. And the interesting thing is it probably is harder for someone with your background, where your father wasn't there, than for someone like me that had a very loving father. So I commend you, and you have been, to me personally, which is why I advocate your work so much, you've been almost literally a lifesaver in the good you've done in my life.
Well, I'm glad to have been a part. You know, this work of being a better dad, it really takes a community. And I think that many of us are stuck in feeling like we have to handle it all ourselves. But that's never really been the case in the past. Fathers always had the support of other men in the community to bring up their sons especially. Mm. And it's something that we try to encourage here, that if you need help with being a father, reach out to other men, because where you're weak, somebody else is strong, and that's really what mentoring is all about.
Well, Wayne, as usual, our 10 minutes have zipped by, and we are done for the moment. I thank you, as always, for being a guest. Please remind listeners where they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that, you know, 10 minutes, I remember going to the principal's office all the time when I was a kid, and 10 minutes seemed like an eternity. Time changes things. Bettermen.org bettermen.org. You can find out what we're doing at the center and pick up a copy of my book on relationships. And have a happy Father's Day, everybody.
Thank you, Wayne, and I'll talk with you later. It is time for a break. Be sure if you want to call in to call at 866-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View, on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara Radio Press News Press Station.